Quinshon Judkins missed Wednesday's and Thursday's practices this week with what Todd Monken called a little something nagging, per Scott Petrak at Brown Zone. And he did not play in Saturday's 31-7 loss to Buffalo. Petrak's pregame piece listed him absent with the nagging injury. No body part has been named, no timeline attached, and nothing in the tone of the reporting suggests alarm. A little something nagging is about as low as injury language goes. But it is a change, and this file grades changes. A week ago, Judkins was fully practicing in his first healthy camp since the leg injury that ended his rookie season. And this week, he wasn't. The calendar is what gives the smudge its meaning. Judkins has yet to take a live preseason touch. He sat the Chicago game as a rested lead back and now the Buffalo game as a nicked one. And the preseason finale is the last game before the September 13th opener. A lead back can absolutely open a season cold. Established starters do it every August. It just means his first contact since last season's injury will come when the games count. Back in June, we called Judkins solved and the situation the variable, a true lead back rookie workload, a depth chart Cleveland deliberately left alone, and one personal risk, his health. That risk had been closing all summer on his own report, feeling the same if not better. This week it reopened a crack, in the mildest available language. The checkable things this week, whether Judkins returns to practice early in the week, the single most informative fact available, and whether the team gives him any work in the finale or wraps him for week one. Rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. His spot is not in question, but his ramp is worth watching. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.